Shalom and good day to each and everyone. Welcome again to the Daily Devotion Ministration. And I'm praying that you are well and great out there in your respective places. And for today, let us continue with our subject yesterday on that thy faith fails not. Now, that thy faith fails not. This comes from what Jesus spoke to Peter, that Satan wanted Peter to be sifted as wheat. But the Lord said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fails not. What a prayer. Amen. Now, there are times, there are situations, brothers and sisters, in the lives of our beloved brethren, that even any word or any opinion regarding to the trials they are into presently would not be helpful. But our prayers, your prayers will do. Amen. And so instead of giving our opinions, instead of giving our best advices, we just prefer to say a word of prayer for the brother or for the sister in trouble. And so every time we are falling into situations of giving intercessory prayers, making prayers and supplications for our brothers and sisters, standing between the gap, pleading to the Lord for our family, maybe for our loved ones, somebody who are in trouble. Now, the question is, how do we make it, how to make intercessory prayers, supplications effective? Amen. So, let us continue today. Let us read scriptures now in Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, verse 19, and for me, that the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, I was blessed by the sermon of our brother Andrew Fury on the series Unto Timothy, where he was talking about prayers. He was talking about how we do supplications and mediatory or intervening prayers for another person. Our brother said that to pray and supplicate, we must know our God. We must know His attributes. We must know His Godhood, His will. Amen. His attribute, like God is a merciful God. God is a compassionate God. Amen. And oh my, it was really true. I was blessed by that sharing. Of course, we must know the very God we served. We must know the very God we worshipped. Because after all, our prayers should be aligned to the will of God and who God is. Otherwise, God won't grant it in any ways. Amen. And brothers and sisters, praying for someone, standing the gap for someone, making intercessory prayers and supplications for someone. First, we need really to know personally who God is, His will. Amen. And secondly, I hope this may complement to the message of our brother. Secondly, we need to have compassion. Again, we need to have compassion. We must be compassionate to the brother, to the sister we are praying for. Amen. Compassion, or being compassionate, brothers and sisters, it is putting ourselves to the shoes of, to the feet of another person you are praying for. Compassion is making the struggle of another person as yours, making the burden of your brother or your sister as yours, bearing the sickness, the illness of your brother or your sister in your own body, feeling what another person feels. That's how to be compassionate. Amen. And in that way, brothers and sisters, your prayers, our prayers, would not be just an utterance of our lips, but I would say a strong, loud voice in the ears of God, a prayer out of our heart. Amen. It will be an effective intercessory prayer. It would be an effective prevent prayer if we do that by these two things. Amen. Amen. Now, once again, we read again Ephesians chapter 6. Paul said to the church of Ephesus, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And he said, for me, that the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, Paul said to the church of Ephesus that also pray for me. And he added that pray for me that utterance will be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, if you were the Ephesian believers in that time, and Paul said this thing to you, that pray for me, brother, pray for me, sister, that I may be given the utterance of this gospel for the people to know. Now, how will you pray? For you to make an effective fervent prayer for Paul, how will you pray? Or maybe this is your pastor, this is your brother in your church telling you, brother, sister, you pray for me, that I may be given the opportunity to speak the gospel to anybody in need. Then how will you pray? How will you make an intercessory prayer? How will you intercede? Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, first, you cannot pray without being compassionate to your pastor, to your brother. First thing first is that the desire of your pastor should be also your desire. Amen. That is for you, for your intercessory prayers to be effective. You should be in one mind and one by heart with your pastor, with your brother. So gone are the days when believers would just say, it is only the job for our pastor, of our brother. It is only his desire. So let him desire those things. It is only the desire of my evangelist brother to spread out the gospel. So let him only desire it. No. Know this, brothers and sisters, that when a brother or when a sister requests you to pray for him or her, he or she is sharing his or her burdens to you. His or her burdens shall become yours now, and you are duty bound to make an intercessory prayer, intercessory prayers and supplications for him or her out from the bottom of your heart. Amen. After all, when we talk about the work of the ministry, it is all the work of the whole body of Christ. Amen. That is when we can do an effective fervent prayer. First, be compassionate. Feel in you the struggle of other people. Feel within you the diseases of other people. And so you can deliver an effective prayer for those who are sick. Not just a product of your lips, but out from your heart, you can speak out prayers. Amen. Don't you know, brothers and sisters, oftentimes, Brother Branham, after he did pray in the prayer line, that he felt weak. And there were instances even that somebody would hold him after a tiresome prayer meeting for him not to fall down. Why? It was because he made an intercessory prayers for all those people in need of healing, people with the different desires. He felt their heaviness within him. That is why he could fall. And that is how he made an intercessory, effective, prevent prayers for those people in need and those people in prayer lines. Amen. And that is how also, brothers and sisters, we can make effective and prevent prayer. So, be compassionate. That is the first thing first. And wait, brothers and sisters, we said that our prayers should be in line with God's attributes, should be in line with God's will. Now, my another question is God willing for the sick to recover? Amen. Is God willing that people could hear the gospel? Of course, God is willing. The Bible said that God invested his long suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, preaching the gospel, brothers and sisters, is in line with the will of God. It is in line with the attributes of God, who is our Savior. Amen. Amen. God's long suffering is for all to come for repentance. So I am encouraging those brethren who are in the front line in the mission field, the evangelist brothers. Brothers, you are doing great things for the Lord. Amen. And our prayers are for you. Amen. Keep your job going. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, shortly, let me take you to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 15 to 18. James chapter 5, verse 15 to 18. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess, verse 16, confess your fault to one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like fashion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. Now, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. That's what James said. Now, here, Elias was quoted as an example. James said, Elias prayed earnestly that it might not rain. In this point, brothers and sisters, Elias stood, took the side of God, took the foot of God, took the will of God to show God's wrath to Ahab, the king. Ahab, this time, did evil against God. So Elias prayed according to the will of God in that very time and place. Amen. And Elias, the man of God, was spared against drought in that time. There was a place given to him by God himself. Amen. And 3 years and a half later, after there was a showdown happened in between Elijah and the prophets of Baal, and their Jehovah in that showdown proved his prophet Elijah and his presence in front of the people Israel, and the prophets of Baal were killed after they did not win in the showdown, that Elijah prayed that it would rain, and it rained. Amen. Amen. This point, Elijah took the people's desire, took the people's burden. The people's burdens become the burden of Elijah. The people's desire became the desire of Elijah. And so they took the people's desire, their burdens, because of the previous drought, and God heard his prayer, Elijah's prayer, according to his will at that period of time. Amen. Amen. So pray effectual and fervent intercessory prayers by first know God, his attributes, his Godhood, his will every time. Amen. Second, be compassionate. Feel within you the desire, the suffering of your beloved brother or sister in need. Feel in your body the heaviness they feel. And lastly, brothers and sisters, pray out of faith. Pray out of faith, and God will hear your prayers, your intercessory prayers. And this is how we pray and make intercessory supplication for our brothers and sisters in trouble, in need. Amen. But yeah, I have prayed for thee. The Bible said, Jesus said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fails not. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Tomorrow, in the remaining days of this week, we will be talking about sifting. How that Satan wanted to have us, and how will we be sifted as wheat. Amen. Is it the will of Satan that we shall be sifted or another else. These are the things we shall be talking about in the days ahead. Shalom, and have a great day.